I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, coming to you from my studio in southern Spain. I started putting together a playlist of just random music from my 38,000-strong tracklist, but after three selections, I noticed that I had chosen one-word song titles, so at that point decided that the whole show would be just that. To open, here's a track from 1967, Vic Hammett and the Buckingham Town Hall Wurlitzer with Sophia. In 1939, American band leader Dick Jurgens co-wrote a song with his vocalist Eddie Howard and pianist Lou Quadling that was, of course, recorded by the Jurgens band, along with many others, including Glenn Miller and Woody Herman. One of the few theatre pipe versions of Careless that I have is by Jonas Nordwall, playing the ex-Paramount New York studio Wurlitzer that, at the time, had been grossly expanded and installed in the tiny Bay Theatre, Seal Beach, California. Thank you. The good news about that famous Paramount Studio Wurlitzer, which had been recorded by many, including Jesse Crawford and Don Baker, is that Dick Taylor and Edward Stout are restoring the instrument to its original specification in a facility owned by the former in Northern California. The Senate Theatre Detroit features prominently in this programme, and quite by chance. The first track from the Senate Wurlitzer is by an artist called Harry Koenig, whose career started as a silent movie accompanist, then to concert pianist and hotel bandleader, later switching tack entirely to become an insurance consultant. Apparently he recorded the album from which this track of the Waltz Cheery Cheery Bin is taken, the day after playing a concert at the theatre. That last number, Cheery Cheery Bin, was composed in 1898. My next selection moves forward almost 60 years to 1954, to a piece that was a firm favourite with the close harmony vocal groups of the day, Sincerely, with the two biggest hits coming from the Maguire Sisters and the Moonglows. Barry Baker arranged the song for the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, in 1998. Thank you. That was today's second visit to the Senate Theatre Detroit, and to a selection from a concert given by former silent movie organist John Murie, whose commercially recorded output can only be described as woefully incomplete. The music was from 1926, a novelty called Horses, and it was part of John's tribute concert to the Detroit area songwriter Richard Whiting. Jim Rosevere also recorded all too few commercial albums before his untimely death in 1988 at age 46, so it's a delight when tapes of concert performances are discovered. This is from a concert that he played in 1965 on the Wurlitzer of the Oriental Theatre, Portland, Oregon, and it features a delightful Latin American composition called Nochecita, or Little Night. I suppose I couldn't produce a one-word song title show without including at least one of those named after the fairer sex. Songs like Diane, Anna, Cecilia, and of course Charmaine. The latter continues to be a favourite among dancers who grace the ballroom floor in the Tower Blackpool, and it is required repertoire for every organist who's ever played there. Ennis Broadbent recorded this concert version on the Tower Wurlitzer in 1974. Thank you. Named not after the coffee bean or the island, but a racehorse. That was Java, published in 1958, but which didn't hit the charts until Floyd Kramer's single in 1962, followed by Al Hurt's hit trumpet arrangement the following year. Arnold Loxham taped that jaunty arrangement on the ex-Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer that at the time was installed in the Kitchen Brothers car showroom in Diss, Norfolk. It's that time again to wind up this week's Hot Pipes, and I've chosen one of the great tangos, composed by Jacob Garde in 1925. I've seen this described as a Spanish tango, which is doubly odd as the tango is Argentinian and Garde was Danish. It's Back to the Senate Detroit and a concert track of around 1965 from Arsene Siegel, a French-born naturalized American who was a staff organist and arranger at WBKB-TV Chicago in the 1950s. Oh, I guess I should tell you the name. The tango is Jealousy. Jealousy, or for those of a cynical nature, Jalousy, played by Arsene Siegel on the Senate Wurlitzer. Thanks for your company today. If you'd like to hear more of this great music, go to my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find lots of my older shows archived for listening on demand, as well as close to 150 one-hour podcasts that are produced on a bi-weekly schedule. Do please drop by for a visit anytime. I'll be back next week with another half hour of the best in theatre pipe entertainment. So until then, it's bye-bye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.